These are the childhood behavioral checklist, the Connors parental rating scale, the parental stress index, and we looked at a whole lot of factors, including internalizing, externalizing behavior. So unadjusted, we actually, again, for each decrease in 1 hour of sleep, we have an increased odds of overweight of 1.47. Then we adjusted for all these other factors, and there is no change. So behavior in our sample, even measured in a very structured type environment, did not explain the association between short sleep and obesity. Now, we've heard about the hormone and appetite hypothesis eloquently from Dr. Van Cooter, but let me just sort of refer to some work from the Wisconsin Sleep Cohort, because this takes it away from the experimental setting to the population-based setting. And here was actually just a plot in the Wisconsin cohort of adjusted levels of leptin on this axis and adjusted levels of ghrelin.